You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. Walter Peranto and his housemates run an all-volunteer soup kitchen in San Francisco's Mission District. Their goal is to provide hospitality to anyone who walks through their door. Like most organizations, the soup kitchen has had to adjust to the coronavirus. They've never tracked the number of people they serve, but in recent weeks, they've been making 50% more food than normal. A week into the Bay Area's shelter-in-place order, Walter talked about the changes and what this crisis means for the people he serves who are already living on the margins of our society.
All right, good morning. Today is to be honest, I don't know what day it is in the quarantine log. The city's been shut down for a week or so, but at the soup kitchen where I work, we changed our operations dramatically, probably 3 weeks ago, give or take, and ramping up changes weekly, daily, as we had new information. We normally would provide showers. We provide free clothing once a week. We have a medical van come once a week, and all of that, like 100% of it, is totally eliminated for now. There's a bus stop right outside our establishment. And when the bus stops, like as many as 10 guests might get off the bus to come to us. I know that our guests, many have compromised immune systems. Many are elderly. You know, they're on this public bus that has all these bars that are holding onto, and seats are hard plastic seats they're sitting in, and they're all commingling, and they're coming to get this essential service. Many of them don't have a way to get food otherwise. So it's honestly tragic to me that they have to ride this to come get food when, you know, obviously many others don't have to head out daily to get their food. When you eat at a soup kitchen, you can't shop for a week. You can't pick up 21 meals and bring them to your refrigerator. You have to come every day. You have to come every meal. You know, I could go to the grocery store and get food for the next 3 weeks. That is absolutely never an option for someone who is living out on the street. Every day you have to search for food. What I miss most is being able to interact with the guests that we serve. And it's especially hard because our guests are, many of them are our friends, and some of them I would even consider my family. And now I can't touch them or hug them, or I even feel like I have to temper my excitement to see them because I want to encourage them to head out. And it's hard because if I'm like, hey, it's so good to see you, then it invites them to begin a conversation. And what I need is for them to leave. What I miss most is, like, I almost want to say, like, being human with the people we serve. And what I'm grateful for is how well the group of us that are left behind at the soup kitchen, how well we're working together. You know, we live together and we work together, and that's a lot of opportunity for disagreement and hard feelings. And I feel like, in a way, we're in a golden age right now where all of that is put to the side and we just have to work and we have to do what we're doing. And we've been getting along very well. Honestly, what I'm worried about is things are going to go back to normal prematurely, and I'm worried about knowing when to relax our new policies, and I'm worried about beginning to go back to providing more services and then having to clamp down again. Or I'm worried about opening our soup kitchen up again where people can come inside and sit down and eat in the dining room, and then, you know, the disease not actually being eradicated and it spreading through the population. And it's going to be dangerous, honestly. That's what I think.
That piece was produced by Joshua Sirotiak, who is a student in KALW's Audio Academy training program.